It's time, my friend. It's Tabernacle time. Welcome to the radio broadcast of Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist Church, celebrating over 75 years of preaching the gospel of salvation through Jesus Christ. Tabernacle Baptist Church, independent and old-fashioned, anchored in the immutable teachings of the infallible, inerrant Word of God, the authorized King James Version. This is the pastor of Tabernacle Baptist Church, Chip Salou. Tabernacle Baptist Church is located at 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina. Our services begin this morning with Sunday school at 9:45, then our morning worship service and children's chapel at 11 o'clock. Sunday evening service is at 6 o'clock and prayer time is at 5:45. Wednesday evening Bible study and prayer time is at 7 o'clock. If you need to know more about God's gift of salvation and how you can receive it, keep listening. If importunity has kept you from being in God's house today, we pray that you will find encouragement and strength. Have you got your Bibles? It's time, my friend. It's Tabernacle time. Thank you so much for joining us today on Tabernacle Time. What a blessing it is to be able to once again open up God's holy word and share with you the message of love that God has for you, the message of love that was proven by God the Father, sending his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to be our personal Savior, shedding his blood so that we might have forgiveness of sins and so that we might be called the children of God. We'll be taking a look at 1 Corinthians chapter 15 today. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 15. For those of you that are mothers that are listening to the broadcast today, I'd like to say Happy Mother's Day. And for those of you that were influenced by your mothers to receive Jesus as your personal Savior, you have much to thank God for. But maybe there's someone listening that has not asked Jesus to be their Savior, but you had a godly mother, and she told you about Jesus, and she sang to you about Jesus, and she pleaded with you about Jesus, but you haven't received Jesus as your Savior yet. Listen to the song by the Rochesters. The name of this song is I Like the Songs That Mama Sang the Best.
When I was just a child, I'd hear my mama sing to me. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. I love his melody. And the memory so dear sets them apart from all the rest. I still like the songs that mama sang the best. And won't you hide me, oh blessed rock of ages, the melodious songs of the blessed. If we never meet again this side of heaven, I still like the songs that mama sang the best. Now I'm a man, somehow it seems time has slipped away, and all that's left of childhood days are precious memories. And the songs that mama sang down through the years have stood the test. I still like the songs that mama sang the best. And she sang Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. And I've anchored my soul in the haven of rest. I still like the songs that mama sang the best. And she sang Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. And I've anchored my soul in the haven of rest. I still like the songs that mama sang the best. I still like the songs that mama sang the best.
Do you remember some of those songs growing up that your mama used to sing? Would you like someone to sit down with you with God's Word and share with you how you can be saved? We'd love to have you come to Tabernacle Baptist Church this morning and be with us in our services. Our morning services start this morning at 9:45 with Sunday school, and then we have our 11 o'clock service. Now, because this is Mother's Day, we are not going to have our Sunday evening service because a lot of our families are getting together in the evening, but we would like to invite you to come to both of our services this morning, and we'd love to be able to sit down with you and share with you what God's Word says about how you can receive the gift of salvation. The work has been done for us by the Lord Jesus Christ. We receive this gift of salvation as we repent of our sins and come to Him pleading for salvation. We'd love to be able to share with you what the Bible says today. Now, we also have our Wednesday night service at 7 o'clock, so please be in these services this morning at 9:45 and 11, and then this week, because it's Mother's Day, we're not having the evening service, but come back and be with us on Wednesday night at 7. Now, if you can't get to church this morning, you can go onto our website, www.mebbentabernaclebaptistchurch.com. All one word, no capital letters, and Mebben is spelled M-E-B-A-N-E, Mebben. TabernacleBaptistChurch.com. If you'll go online, you can not only find radio broadcast and preaching services from the past, but you can also find written material about how you can know Jesus as your Savior and how you can grow in grace as a child of God once you do ask Jesus to be your Savior. Another song by the Rochester family. The name of this song is I Want Us to Be Together.
To run through the fields. together in heaven.
Did you have a mother that told you that? Son, daughter, I want us to be together in heaven. She was going. She'd ask Jesus to be your Savior. But you haven't asked Jesus to be your Savior. Why not ask Him to be your Savior today? One invitation we'd like to give to the mothers who are listening to the broadcast today, if you don't know Jesus as your Savior, what can you do to ensure that your family can hear the gospel? Well, bring them to church. Come to church with them, so that you and your family can hear about salvation. We'd invite you to Tabernacle Baptist Church. Come be with us today. We would love to be able to have all those mothers that don't have a church home come be with us this morning and join us in the services starting at 9:45 for Sunday school and 11 o'clock for the morning service. Before we get into 1 Corinthians 15, another song by the Rochesters called I Claim the Blood. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is the only answer to the problem of our sin. Jesus, who died on an old rugged cross, shedding His blood, a sacrifice for us, so that we might be able to have our sins forgiven and that we might have everlasting life. I hope you know Jesus as your Savior today. We're taking a look at 1 Corinthians 15 today. 1 Corinthians 15 first declares what the gospel is, the definition of the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. That's verses 1 through 4. And then we find Paul speaks about the witnesses of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Over 500, some of them named here, but they have all gone home to be with the Lord. Now we have the witness that's found in verse number 3 and verse number 4, according to the Scriptures. Even though we don't have those men that saw Jesus in his resurrected state, we know we have the truth because we have God's holy word, the Bible, the Scriptures, to declare to us what Jesus did for us so that we might be able to have our sins forgiven. Now, verse number 12, the question, a hypothetical question. What if Christ is not risen from the dead? Well, if he's not risen, there is no resurrection from the dead. We're yet in our sins. And it says here in verse number 19, if in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. But verse number 20 is a key to the chapter. But now is Christ risen from the dead, and become the firstfruits of them that slept. Not only Jesus rising from the dead, but also the promise that those who know Jesus as their Savior will be resurrected to everlasting life. We, when we die, go to be with the Lord. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. But our bodies turn back to the dust of the earth. They will be resurrected one day, and we will receive that resurrected body. Our souls and bodies will once again be reunited, so we will live an everlasting life in a glorified body in the presence of the Lord without the sickness and pain and heartache and sorrow that we have in this world. As we go on further in chapter 15, we find Paul declares the difference between the bodies terrestrial, the bodies that we have now, and the bodies celestial that we will have later. And he gives the contrast of the flesh of men and beasts and fishes and birds, how that they are different in God's creation. And those are things that we can see, but just in that like manner, when we talk about body celestial that we will have, it's hard for us to imagine a glorified body that will last for all eternity when our body, because of the ravages of sin and the curse of sin, causes us to age and to slow down and eventually die, because that is the curse of sin. When we talk about this body that grows old and gets sick and eventually dies because of the curse of sin and the sin nature we have, we are reminded that there is a celestial body that we will receive, that everlasting, glorified body. Verse number 44, it is sown in natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body and there is a spiritual body. Once again, the promise that if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and you've received the gospel, you will receive this glorified body. He goes on to say in verse number 45, and so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit. Now, the last Adam, of course, that's being spoken about here, that's made a quickening spirit, is the Lord Jesus Christ, who took our place on the cross and paid for the penalty of our sins so that we might be able to receive salvation if we will ask Jesus to be our Savior. Notice in verse number 5, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. God breathed into his nostrils a breath of life, and man became a living soul. But Jesus, when he came to this earth, became the quickening spirit. He would be the one that would undo the work of Adam in sin by forgiveness of God and the gift of everlasting life. Now notice that he is called here the last Adam. The first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit. Why is he called the last Adam? Now, this is very important. After Jesus, there is none that has come to bring any salvation. There is none after Jesus. the world waited for the Lamb of God to take away the sin of the world. And when he stepped on the scene and he died on an old rugged cross and shed his blood, there was none after him to bring in anything higher than what Jesus could bring. There have been claims that there have been some that have come after Jesus who offered more than Jesus, but this is a lie. He is the last Adam. There is none after him that can give salvation. He is the only one. He is the last Adam. But let's read on. Howbeit, that was not the first that is spiritual, but that which is natural, and afterward that which is spiritual. Now, what Paul is reflecting on here is what Jesus spoke about in John chapter 3 to Nicodemus. And let me start reading in John chapter 3, verse number 3. Jesus answered and said unto him, Jesus talking to Nicodemus, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, in verse number 4, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus explains this in verse number 5. Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of the water. Now that's the birth that Nicodemus was talking about, the natural birth, the birth that Paul was talking about in 1 Corinthians 15. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water, that's the natural birth, and of the Spirit, that's salvation, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that's what Paul was talking about, the natural body, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit, and the promise of the celestial body. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. The second birth, being born again, is what Paul speaks about in 1 Corinthians chapter number 15, verse number 46. Howbeit, that was not the first which is spiritual, but that which is natural, and afterward that which is spiritual. Verse number 47. We've already seen Jesus titled the last Adam. None would come after him. He is the ultimate, the only way of salvation, and he declares that in John 14:6, where he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus is the last Adam. The first Adam brought sin into the world. The last Adam brought the opportunity and the gift of salvation into the world. He would offer salvation to every man. Verse number 47 says, the first man is of the earth, earthy. The second man is the Lord from heaven. Now notice he's called the last Adam in verse number 45 because there's none that would come after him that would be greater than him. But notice here in verse number 47, he is called the second man. There is none besides him. He is not only the last Adam, and none is greater to follow, but there is none other, no one else that can bring salvation. There is no one besides Jesus that we can go to have salvation. He is the second Adam. He is the source of salvation. If you're going to get to heaven, if you're going to one day have a glorified body, if you are going to be called a child of God, Jesus, the only begotten Son of God, is the only way that you can get there. He is the last Adam. There is none after him. He is a second man. There is none besides him. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. Salvation comes through Jesus. Verse number 48, as the earthy, such are they that are earthy, and as the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the earthy, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. We have all been subject to the problems of sin in our life, the sickness, the age, the weakness that age brings. Death comes upon all of us when we find that time appointed. As it says in the book of Hebrews, it's appointed unto man once to die, but after this a judgment. here, the earthy, is a body that will be short-lived and die. But heavenly will be that body, that heavenly body that's raised so that we can be with Jesus forever, never sick, never grow old. What a wonderful thought that we'll have a glorified body. And notice here, in verse number 49, he's speaking to the church. He's speaking to those who have asked Jesus to be their Savior. As we have borne the image of the earthy, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. He reminds those in the church of Corinth that those that have asked Jesus to be their Savior will go to heaven. Salvation is not based on my goodness. Salvation is based on what Jesus did for me. So the promise of a glorified body and everlasting life is not dependent upon how good I am. It's dependent on whether I've asked Jesus to be my Savior. Paul continues in verse number 50. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. God could not let us into heaven with the bodies that we have because our bodies have been corrupted by sin. Not only the sin nature that we have from birth, but also the choice of sin we make after we reach the age of accountability. We find that God has made a plan so wonderful that even though these bodies corrupted by sin that will grow old and die one day and be laid in the ground buried, put to rest, will be raised one day to a glorified body so that we might be able to spend eternity in heaven with that brand new body, an incorruptible body, a body that will never grow old and never see sickness or death. Right now, those that have gone on to be with the Lord, their recreated soul goes to be directly with the Lord. Their body that's corrupted by sin goes to the ground. But when Jesus comes back, that body will be changed, brought back together, and that new body, that glorified body, will be reunited with that perfected soul. Everlasting life and a glorified body. But if you don't know Jesus as your Savior, why not ask Jesus to save you today? And if you are saved, are you living for the Lord like you should? Have you given your body and your mind and your spirit to the Lord to be used of Him so that He might get the glory and that souls might be saved? Join us next week as we tabernacle around God's Word here on Tabernacle Time. Thank you once again for being a part of today's broadcast. Did you receive Christ as your Savior today? Did you find help in your Christian walk today? I would count it an honor to hear from you. Write to me, Pastor Chip, Tabernacle Baptist Church, 523 North Charles Street, Mebane, North Carolina, 27302. Or call us at 919-563-6753. Would you like to visit with us in our services? We start at 9:45 this morning for Sunday school. At 11 o'clock, we begin our morning worship service and have children's chapel during the morning message. At 6 o'clock, we start our evening service. At 5:45, we meet for prayer. 7 o'clock Wednesday evening, we have prayer time and Bible study. Please visit all of the services. We would love to hear from you. But whether we hear from you or not, we would like for you to be a faithful member of our radio audience and be ready with your Bible the next time you hear these words, "It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time."